This small deer has thick, brownish-grey fur. On his chest are white streaks, like snowy paths winding across his body. There are patches of white on his back too. His fur is a dense mix of shades, and it looks wonderfully soft to the touch. He doesn't have antlers, but two pointed canine teeth emerge from the sides of his mouth, like miniature tusks. They give him a sweet, almost comical appearance. The combination of his big brown eyes, soft, fuzzy ears, and two white fangs. His home was a wooded valley many miles away from the nearest town or village. Like other musk deer, he was happiest alone in the wilderness, enjoying a peaceful existence in nature. He slept beneath the shade of towering firs, pines, yews, and cypresses. He fed on the mosses and lichen that covered the tree trunks and the flowers that blossomed in the long grass of the meadow. He drank cool, fresh water from the river that flowed through the valley. The deer was young, on the cusp of adulthood, and beginning to feel curious about the wider world. What lay beyond this valley, he wondered. It was so difficult to imagine anything apart from the places he knew so well. Perhaps it was an endless stretch of unspoilt greenery, flowing on towards the horizon. When he closed his eyes, he was only able to picture a landscape identical to this one, except for a few small differences. The trees would be taller or a darker shade of green. The moss would have new shapes or patterns as it grew on slightly altered tree trunks. But apart from these changes, the landscapes he dreamt of were almost exactly the same as the hills and woods where he had spent his youth. One evening, the deer woke up at twilight, which was his usual hour. Like the foxes, rabbits, and hawks that lived nearby, the deer was a crepuscular animal. This meant he was most active at dusk, preferring to eat and explore when the heat of the day had faded, but before the darkest part of night arrived. It was the time he felt at once relaxed and stimulated, at ease and at peace in his surroundings, yet also curious and ready to roam. No matter how many times he walked through the tall grass of the meadows or climbed the verdant slopes of the valley, he never grew tired of exploring. But on this particular evening, something was different. There was a fragrance in the air, unlike anything he had ever smelled before. A rich, yet subtle perfume, more aromatic than any flower. It was somehow both exotic and strangely familiar. Even though it didn't resemble anything he knew, There was something deeply comforting about it. The smell felt warm to him when he closed his eyes. For just a second, he was able to detect something from his childhood, like the musky scent of his mother's fur. It made him feel wistful, nostalgic, and loved.